Shvius, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Eizuhu steha ilan. What defines, what constitutes an orchard? So, you'll recall from the previous Mishnah, we said that land in Eretz Yisrael can be plowed until Pesach, but if that land is defined as a steha ilan, an orchard, then one has 7 more weeks, according to Beis Hillel, according to Rabbi Akiva, to still plow his orchards, because it benefits the fruit on the trees. So now, we're going to have to define what constitutes the steha ilan, the orchard. That is to say, just imagine a person has a large acres and acres of land. That's all a big field. It all can be plowed up until Pesach of the 6th year. Now, if he has some trees on that field, where will we say, oh, the area around those trees are part of an orchard, and when will we say, no, there's just little islands of trees, so to speak, amongst a regular field, and one can't plow the area between the trees. So we're going to have 2 criteria for land that is defined as being a stay ilan and allowed to be tilled, plowed, in the 7 weeks between Pesach and Shavuot, so the 6th year. Those 2 criteria will be, number 1, that there are a certain number of trees in a given area, and number 2, that those trees are productive. So here the Mishnah says, first of all, kol shlosha ilanos lebeisa. For something to be a stay ilan, you need to have 3 trees in the area of a base saw. As we explained in previous Mishnahs before, a base saw is an area of land, 50 amos by 50 amos. An amma is roughly 1.5 feet. So you're talking something, let's say, roughly, of about 75 by 75 feet, or roughly 25 by 25 meters, that kind of idea. To give you a picture, a tennis court, you know, with just the doubles area, what's within the lines of the doubles area, is about 2 of those would make for 1 base saw. So you're talking about twice the size of the actual taped off area, marked off area of a tennis court, something like that. So if you have 3 trees and that amount of area, so that could be a stay ilan, an orchard, provided that they're sufficiently productive. What does that mean? Imru'uyin la'asos kikar devela shel shishim mana betalki. If the trees, and let's imagine those trees are fig trees. So if those fig trees can produce enough figs that, according to the Bar Tanura, each tree produces enough figs that could be pressed into fig cakes that would weigh in total 60 Italian mana, 60 mana of the Italian coin. So then that would be sufficiently productive to be counted as a tree, one of the 3 trees for the stay ilan. So roughly speaking, you can imagine a mana as a pound. So 60 mana would be 60 pounds of pressed figs. The bartender goes through a derivation more technically, as is the Rambam in the parish. A mana is 100 dinar. There are 6 ma'a in a dinar, so it's talking 600 ma'a. Each ma'a weighs 16 barley grains. Grains, so you do the math, is 9,600 barley grains, which is, roughly speaking, 60 pounds or 63 pounds, something like that. So think, if it's 60 pounds of figs per tree, according to the Bar Tanura, it's each tree must produce that. So if you have those 3 trees, each producing 60 pounds of pressed figs, so then, Chorshin kol beisa bishvilan, then one could plow the entire beisa, the whole area, 50 by 50 almost, on their behalf. Pachos mekan. If you have fewer than this, that is to say either fewer than 3 trees, or even if you have 3 trees, but each tree doesn't produce the 60 pounds worth of figs, in Chorshin lehen, ele meloha ora v'salo chutzalo, then you only can plow the area immediately around each and every tree to the distance of basically 2 amos, like 2 amos radius around the trunk of each tree. The words literally mean you may not plow around the tree, ela meloha ora. The distance of the ora is the person who was doing the collecting of the figs, visalo, and his basket, chutzalo, that extend around it. So that means, works out to being a 2 amma radius around each tree. Let me just sum this up because there's a lot of details, so it's perfectly clear. It's actually very simple. We're saying a stay ilan needs to meet 2 criteria. It needs to have at least 3 trees per besa, and according to the Bar Tanura, each tree must produce 60 mana worth of figs. We're assuming they're fig trees. in order to be considered a state ilan, which would allow you to plow the intervening area between the trees and consider them to be a state ilan, an orchard, that space, as opposed to an intervening state lavan, just a generic grain field that's between two trees. Worth pointing out, very importantly, according to the Rambam, who l'chora b'hilah halacha, the definition of the requirement of 60 mana, we'll call it 60 pounds of figs from each fig tree, is not a requirement on each and every tree, but for all the trees combined. So that is to say, if you have three trees, each one could produce, for argument's sake, 20 pounds worth of figs, and then the total would be, you know, 60 mana amongst them, and that will allow the whole field to be plowed. However, the Bar Tanura in the next mission, anyways, is explicit that we're talking about each and every tree needs to produce this amount to be counted.